everyone. Mark is going to be reading from the 5th chapter of Acts today, which is a portion that's often quoted because of the account of the actions of Ananias and Sapphira and both of their deaths.
A certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wives, sold possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, brought a certain part and laid at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, to keep back part of the price of the land? Was it remain? Was it not thine own after it was sold? Was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou deceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied a minute, but unto God. Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. Great fear came on all of them that heard these things. Young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. It was about the space of 3 hours after. Wife, not knowing what was done, came in, and Peter answering her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yea, for so much. And Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to the temple of the Spirit of the Lord? Hold the feet of them which have buried thy husband, or shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded the ghost. And young men came and found her dead, carrying her forth, buried her by her husband, and great fear came upon the church. But on as many as heard these things, hands of apostles were many signs and wonders right among the people. They were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. The rest durst no man join himself to them. The people magnified them. Believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, lay them on beds and couches, at least a shadow of Peter passing by might have a shadow of some of them. There came also a multitude out of the city, running about in Jerusalem, bringing sick folks to them which were infected by unclean spirits. They were healed, every one, and the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which sect of Sadducees were filled with indignation, laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the corner of the prison. The angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple of the people all the words of this life. And when they had heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. The high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the sent unto the children of Israel, sent the prison to have them brought. When the officers came upon them not in the prison, they returned and said, saying, the prison is really found, we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. When we had opened, we found a man within. Then when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the man whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. When they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did not we strictly command you that you should not teach in this name? Behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. God our fathers raised of Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right to be prince and savior. Give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. That we are as witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given them to obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to heart and took counsel to lay him them. And stood there up one the council Pharisee named Gamaliel, and the doctor of the law had her invitation among all the people, and commanded put the apostles forth into space. Says to them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do is touch these men. Behold, these before these days rose up Judas, boasting himself to be somebody whom a number of men About 400 joined themselves who was slain. All as many as obeyed him were scattered abroad not. This man rose at Jesus of Galilee in the days of taxing and drew away much people after him. He is also perished, and all even as many as obeyed him were dispersed. Now I say unto you, refrain from these men, let them alone, for this counsel work be of men. He will come to nigh, but if it be of God, he cannot overthrow it, lest happily you be found, even fighting against God. To him they agreed when they had called apostles and beaten them. The command they should not speak the name of Jesus and let them go. Parted from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Daily in the temple and every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Mark.